This goes to Katie, K-A-T-I-E, P like Paul, I-I-P-P-O, N like November, P like practice. Fax 231-592-1361. Regarding face, last name is K-I-E, N like November, I-T-Z. Her date of birth is 2/15/1985. Dear Miss Pipo, P-I-I-P-P-O, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Davis with diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function and microalbuminuria. Her last visit was a year ago, June 20th. She has been feeling well. Her weight is stable since her last visit. She's got three thyroid nodules that will require biopsies, and she believes they may be suspicious for thyroid carcinoma, so that is pending with her. She believes that her blood sugar has been fairly well controlled. She was having trouble getting Trulicity from the pharmacy, so she was switched to Rybelsus. It's R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S. She's currently on 6 milligram once a day. That does seem to be working to help manage blood sugar. She's had no hospitalizations done since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Also propranolol, 60 milligram once a day. Toujeo is 18 units once daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Crestor, 10 milligram daily. Rybelsus, 6 milligram daily. And a few supplements. Physical examination, weight is 280 pounds and blood pressure 116 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 20th of 2023. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.9, creatinine is 0.81 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 87.1, still microscopic range. Phosphorus is 3.0. Hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, no progression of illness. 2, microalbuminuria, that's well controlled on low dose of lisinopril, 5 milligram once daily. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.